You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening from Unitigo. Night two of the girls and boys Thursday, Friday spectacular before we start the Christmas vacation. Greg Davey here at Unitigo for the boys matchup tonight between neighborhood rivals Bainbridge Guilford and Unitigo. Both teams with losing records, but the difference is what they're doing in the league. Unitigo is 0-3 outside the MAC. They are 2-0 inside the MAC, so that gives them an overall 2-0 record. Bainbridge Guilford with an 0-6 record. They're 0-3 in the MAC, but trust me, they've been in each and every game. They have not been blown out of the water. Their average deficit to lose their games, less than 10 points, and that includes many in the single digits. So it's a game that could break out, and I have memories of last year's game at Bainbridge Guilford that pretty much defined the season. Unitigo used that 72-69 win over a then-undefeated Bainbridge Guilford team, and that was the springboard for them winning the Mid-State Athletic Conference for the second year in a row. Bainbridge Guilford from there really struggled in the second half of the year, and so that really was at the crossroads. Will this be the crossroads? Not sure, but we'll take a look and see what we got for tonight as we get started with live Tri-Town High School basketball on your local sports leader, WCDL. JV game tonight, by the way, won handily by Unitigo 58-37. Everybody got a chance to play, and I darn near think everybody got a chance to score. Our pregame show on WCDO is called the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center Tip-Off Show, and it's brought to you naturally by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, the magic phone number is 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. That would be Greg Warren and his Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats, new varsity coach Cal Locke and his Unitigo Spartans. We'll take a look at both teams a little bit more in depth, see what they've done in the months of November and December before we bid goodbye to the season of 2013, that portion of the season for both of these teams. And we'll come back with more in just a moment on WCDL.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
These new McDonald's CBO sandwiches are good.
So good.
They could have their own theme song.
Yeah, like Awesome Burger of Beauty, topped with white cheddar cheese, Applewood smoked bacon and grilled onions too. Yeah!
Maybe not that theme song.
Why, what? What?
With cheddar bacon onion quarter pounders and crispier grilled premium chicken sandwiches, there's more crave to love.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's limited time only.
Some prefer it hot. The hot McCafe mochas, lattes, premium roast coffee, and more from McDonald's. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone prefers saving big during McCafe Mondays. Join us for McCafe Mondays in December and get a small peppermint mocha for $1. Yep, just $1, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More McCafe deals to love. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, we can give you one score already that's in because of the early start and Walton in the quadruple header. The boys varsity played at 5:30 for Sydney against the host Walton Warriors. And in that battle of the Warriors, it was Sydney 72 and Walton 50. 72-50. Sydney wins that one to go to 2-1 on the MAC season. Right now, Unitigo is at 2-0 in the MAC. They defeated Walton themselves by the score of 67-63 last Friday the 13th, while Sydney was losing to Green. Oxford was the next team to play and hosted Unitigo. Spartans win that one 66-53. Most notable in that one is Tanner Winchester's career high of 29 points. He's had a great average so far in the low 20s. And they were 13 for 14 collectively from the foul line. Kellen Comenda, senior year, off to a good start. He's averaging about 14. He had 18 in that game. But the first three games were struggling, but then again, look at the competition. Johnson City, 98-73 in the Drago tournament. The consolation round, they lost to Seton Catholic 59-45. And then after a 25-15 first quarter lead against Cooperstown, lost 73-57. Still trying to find their identity after losing a large part of their firepower last year. But they've got a lot of it back, too, and especially with Tanner Winchester going to town. He's had games of 23, 24, 14, 25, and 29 points. Comenda with 19, 13, 19, 18. He did go scoreless against Seton. And a kid to watch here for the future, 6-foot freshman Braden Beadle. Looks good so far. He's had 8 points in two of the last three games against Cooperstown and Walton. For Bainbridge, Guilford, still, I said, struggling. Lost to Afton to open the season. Lost to two Class D schools in the Delhi Tourney, Hunter Tannersville and Downsville. Lost to Deposit despite leading going into the fourth quarter. Lost by one to Afton, a game on WCDO, 46-45 in the last shot of the game. And lost 57-46 to Harpersville this past Wednesday night. They're averaging 45 points a game, giving up 53.7. They're going to be doing the Section 4 safety rules, regulations, and also they're not going to have Judy Patel here tonight, so they'll do a canned national anthem and then be back with the starting lineup. So we're going to take our final break. It is Unitigo Bainbridge Guilford varsity boys action here live from Unitigo on your local sports leader, WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
I think the timing is just about right.
Your BG starters. Number three, Dylan Moffitt. Number 14, Lucas Butcher. Number 20, Ryan Jones. Number 21, Kyle Hanvey. And number 34, Mike Carlin.
No surprises in that starting lineup. There was a surprise almost the second national anthem, though.
And now let's make some noise for your Unitigo starters. Number 10, Kellen Kamenda. Number 14, Corbin Henry. Number 20, Tanner Winchester. Number 22, Braden Beadle. And number 42, Shane Bucci.
Hey, there we go.
Thanks. All right. The anthem was directed to the point, and so is the starting lineup. Bainbridge Guilford, like last night, and the girls, the BG boys, similar uniforms, a little different font on the numbers of the Bobcats printing, but it's still navy blue with white accents, numbers, and letters. Unitigo Spartans, same uniforms as last year, green accents, a little crazier font. Unitigo name is actually on the back in small letters above the numbers, Spartans in bigger letters on the front, above the smaller numbers on the front of the jerseys. Unitigo will be going to my basket on my left, Bainbridge Guilford to the basket on my right. Is that how they warmed up? Yeah, that is how they warmed up. All right. Underway here to Unitigo in an early start and a scoop to the hoop right away on the first play by Braden Beadle. He didn't make it and lost it out of bounds. But this young man appears to be a serious hoopster as a freshman, 6 foot tall, and they say very skillful player, and obviously being a starter has the skills to make this lineup. There's a hanging jumper by Dylan Moffitt, no good, kept alive, and possession arrow right away will go to Bainbridge Guilford. BG, remember, got off to a pretty good start against Afton in the game we did a week ago Thursday, including a couple of three-pointers by Dylan Moffitt and Mike Carlin that set the tone for the first half of the game. Afton worked their way back through foul trouble at BG's to Afton wind up winning that game by 1 point on the last second shot by Darian Heath.
Meanwhile, BG loses it out of bounds, 21 with the guilty party there, junior Kyle Hanvey. BG going to put on some man pressure in the backcourt. Pass across the lane from Henry over to Shane Bucci, and it looks like Bucci's basket will break the ice for tonight. 2-0, Unity go. BG in a motion offense. Moffitt for three. Too hard on the shot. Kept alive and kept alive because of the foul. Foul's going to go on Ryan Jones, the junior. No heights for BG. It's going to be educated guesses. Steal by Moffitt in the backcourt. And before he could put up the transition basket, or the shot rather, it's a foul on Braden Beadle. And it was a non-shooting, so it's on the floor. BG will inbound underneath their basket. Carlin inbounds to a wide open Hanvey from the right baseline. It's good, just inside the line for two, and we are tied at a deuce. You're just tuning in. Sydney already has a win in the book, 72-50 over Walton. Stop and pop by Lucas Butcher, or excuse me, by Corbin Henry. They get blocked and out of bounds. Unitigo will retain a lot of dual numbers out there. Inside, nice give and go, and up and over for Tanner Winchester, the first of what I expect to see as a lot of points tonight. Winchester among a handful of guys that I can project right now will be MAC first-team All-Stars. And the chance for MVP as a junior. He averaged double figures as a sophomore last year in a pretty good offensive lineup for Unitigo, who won their second championship in 2 years. And a steal by Dylan Moffitt off the press. Nets the basket that ties it up again at four. I said this last week, I'll say it again. Dylan Moffitt, not exactly a refined basketball player, but he is an athlete. He is compact. He hustles. He is tenacious on defense. And he had the steal that netted the tying basket at four. Quickly down court comes Unitigo. Beadle caught down there in the corner, in the far corner to my left. And there's a foul on Moffitt. That's one of the drawbacks with Moffitt and his athleticism. He does tend to get into foul trouble. And Coach Greg Warren cannot afford to have him on the bench. They forced the pass inside. Got it back, though. And a three-point shot put up by Winchester that misses around the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Lucas Butcher, who is the point guard of this team. Remember, they are missing Zach Smith. Fall-away jump shot put up by Carlin just short. If he had gone up straight, possibly it goes in. 5:22 to go. First quarter going quickly. 4-4 tie. BG looking for their first one of the season. Butcher gets away from a double team trouble. Dribbles it out near the Unitigo circle at half court. Still dribbling. Still being dogged there by Tanner Winchester, who did a nice job at defense. But scooping to the hoop is Kyle Hanvey. Gets through a double team. A little acrobatic move. Almost another steal. Good play by Kellen Kamena to not let that happen. Inside, though, a little too wild for Unitigo, and it will stay Unitigo's ball as Moffitt almost came up with a steal underneath. Looks like Coach Cal Locke wants to talk things over, not liking the way this game has started. It's a short timeout, 4:51 to go first quarter. 6-4, Bainbridge Guilford leads. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's a short timeout and a drive to
the basket by number 42, Shane Bucci. He's got two baskets of the three units Eagles scored the first quarter. We're tied for the third time. We've been tied at 2, 4, and 6. BG, that motion offense going. Moffitt fakes the shot and scoops to the hoop, and just not enough spin. Very good move by Moffitt. Fell short. Coming in strong and going too hard to the hoop is Winchester. They kept it alive. He'll get a fallaway shot. That won't drop through the hoop anyway. It does fall down into the hands of Dylan Moffitt. So BG looking to regain the lead. Jones to Butcher. The stop and shot is off the back of the rim. Kept it alive on the rebound. Didn't have the rebound, but swatted at it and kept it up for grabs. BG's got it again. Good ball movement. Moffitt again driving in. Scoop to the hoop. This was too hard. Rebounded, missed by Hanby. Blocked, though, in the play by Beadle. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Action's fast and furious, back and forth. Winchester, nice fake. The drive to the basket along the baseline. He got undercut. There's no call, but the Winchester basket does go through. 4 points for him, 8-6. Second lead change of the ball game. Three ties and two lead changes. And there's Ryan Jones storming to the basket. Comes up short on his drive. Beadle up ahead to a wide-open Komenda. Three-pointer up and good. Well, no doubt the timeout worked. It was a 6-4 deficit. They've just scored seven straight. 11-6, largest lead of the game. Carlin drives in, goes up against the double team. Too hard. Jones kept it alive, and it's, again, anybody's ball is going to be collected by Bucci. Down the court comes Komenda. Back to Winchester. 16-footer left baseline. No, around the rim and no good. Rebounded by Carlin. BG in an offensive funk right now. So Coach Greg Warren wants one of those short timeouts. He says if it worked for Cal, it can work for me. It's 11-6 is the score. Unitigo up by 5, 2:44 to go. And just a word that our next game tentatively scheduled for next Saturday, the finals of the, I believe it's the 37th annual, I should know this, Kozalski tournament, girls basketball tournament, one of the oldest in the state, if not the oldest. And if Bainbridge-Guilford makes the finals, we want to do the finals. I believe that start time is 8 o'clock. It is during the vacation. 8 o'clock would be the final. BG takes to the court in the second game against Whitney Point. The other two teams are Marathon and Windsor. Marathon and Windsor in the opener Friday night at 5:30. 7:30 start for BG and Whitney Point. If BG wins, we'll do the finals on Saturday against either Marathon or Windsor. All right, back to the action, 11-6. Down low it is. Jones back to Moffitt for three. Too hard on the shot. The rebound by Jared Jones, 6'1 junior, into the game. One thing to keep in mind for Unitigo, they have nobody taller than 6'1. Got a lot of 5'11s and 6-footers. Driving in. Banks shot off the rim. Missed once. Put up back up and in by Eric Hartshore. And he missed it the first time. Gets it the second time. It counts and he's fouled. That foul is on Dylan Moffitt, and as I said, he is prone to get fouls in bunches. He's got two in the first quarter. Don't see a move made to replace him. First foul shot of the game missed by Hartshorn. So also in the game, Jonathan Forte, along with Winchester, Beadle, Komenda, and Jared Jones. Bainbridge-Guilford still has Moffitt, Hanvey, Carlin, Jones, and Butcher. Five starters. 13-6. Unitigo's open up a 7-point lead. Inbound pass comes to Carlin. Off to Butcher now. Lucas Butcher is the point guard for this team. And again, Zach Smith would be the point guard. He is out with dual wrist injuries from a preseason incident. Nice play by Hanvey, who missed a one shot, missed two shots, missed a third time. They keep it alive and then get it back a fourth time. Ryan Jones scooped to the hoop, no good. And Moffitt is fouled. Five shots in a row for Bainbridge Guilford. None of them went in. But if you're the Unitico coach, Cal Locke, you got to be not pleased there. Hanvey had three tries at it in a row and couldn't get it to go down. Foul will be on Jones, his first. And not Ryan Jones, but Jared Jones. Moffitt missing terribly on the first one. Second shot is also no good. Boy, they have come up with a dry spell the last 4 minutes. 13-6, down under a minute and a half. Wide open is Winchester. Nobody had him on the weak side. Winchester takes advantage, but also a nice pass from Jones. 15-6, open up a 9-point lead. Moffitt, top of the key, still looking for a basket. It's been a long time without. Driving in through a double team. Butcher does convert the layup. Nice play. You go to your senior. 15-8, under a minute to play in the first quarter. JV game won by Unitigo, 58-37. Three-pointer Winchester, short. Rebound Bucci, or Hartshorn rather, kicks it out to Forte. Forte to Hartshorn, back inside Winchester. Little flick move, and it's good. Winchester now with 8 first quarter points. He matches what BG has as a team, 17-8. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Butcher guarded closely by Forte, not giving him much room to operate. Carlin drives in, and 34 versus 34, and the white 34 wins that matchup. Ooh, messed up by Unitigo on the fast break. Komenda was driving down the middle and threw an errant pass to his right to no one in particular. 11 seconds to go. No tenth of a second. Going to call this the world's oldest high school score clock. No tenth of a second. 5 seconds on the clock. And they are surrounding Hanvey, and the buzzer will sound. BG doesn't even get close to getting a shot off. Adam Barrell, he'd come into the game for Dylan Moffitt, so he didn't get a crazy third foul. But, boy, Unitigo, after that timeout, became a different team. They put up a lot of points after that timeout. 17-8, they take a first quarter lead. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back live for the second quarter of action. And right away, 6 seconds into the quarter, after taking the possession, it's a basket by Jared Jones. And a steal on the other side. It's Winchester pouring over the defender. Is that going to be called a block? Yeah, apparently it is. It's on Ryan Jones, the other number 20. Winchester didn't have the greatest of control going down the lane, but put up a semblance of a shot and got the call from the official. It makes the first free throw. Second shot is good. Unitigo now 2-for-3 from the line. Cole Webb checks in for Ryan Jones. Webb is a senior, about 5'10", quarterback of the football team. Started the year a little late because of an injury.
21-8, though. It's been a slump. Oh, nice backdoor play. Hanby, yes, does get it to go. The pass from Butcher. That's how the play was designed, to be wide open, and he was. Hanby leads BG with 6 of their 10 points, 21-10. Forte, Commenda, Hartshorn, Winchester, and Jones in the ballgame. Three-pointer by Commenda. Around the rim, no good. Ball is loose. Cole Webb gets it for the Bobcats. And up the floor comes Luke Butcher. It's Butcher, Hanvey, Carlin, Bowerly, and Webb. Driving in, the lefty shot by Hanvey, no good. And there was a hit from the rebound. I think it's on Mike Carlin. Yep, he'll be called for his first. That's the team's fourth. Haven't had many fouls called. Two of them on Dylan Moffitt. Nobody else with more than one. BG's going to put some man-to-man pressure on not guarding the inbounders. That gives them an extra, at least in the beginning, an extra body on the floor defensively. No-look pass to Jones from Commenda. Still trying to get used to some of these new numbers. Driving in, Jones gives and goes to, or gets the ball and goes to Kellen Commenda. And he's fouled on the shot. .6:29, clock stopped. And that's the second in a row on Carlin. So Carlin and Moffitt with two fouls each. This is similar to what happened in the Athens game when BG got out to a lead. Both of those guys were primarily the offense in the first half, and they both got in foul trouble. And the tone of the game changed when they went out. First shot missed. Commenda's second shot is good. So he's got a free throw in two tries to go with his three-pointer. Carlin, diagonal pass to the left side. Hanvey, 18-footer, way off the mark, and it's rebounded by Kellen Commenda. Double K up the floor to the right side for Forte. Forte, two dribbles and done. Goes to Winchester, gets around Webb, lays it in left side, but that's going to be waved off, I think, offensive foul. Butcher held his ground. Winchester with his first foul. Now lots of subs coming in for Unitigo. We'll have to get used to some new numbers. Well, Braden Beadle returns, as does Shane Bucci, so we're used to those names and numbers. Joel Van Alstyne comes in, number 12. And Corbin Henry returns. Carlin back out to Butcher. Butcher stops at the following. Nice fake shot. Black, though. Nice recovery by Commenda. Loose ball picked up by Bucci. And a back off to Commenda. Doing the left side. Through a double team. Scoop is somehow gets a shot off, but it missed. Rebound pulled down with authority by Mike Carlin, number 34. 5:39 to go. First half. 22-10. Unitigo comfortable by 12. Carlin, one dribble, up to Butcher. For some reason, he almost commits the backcourt. Carlin, did he get away with a double dribble? Not sure, but we play on. Luke Butcher has the ball top of the key. Around the screen, oh, he had a three-pointer, didn't take it. Hanvey inside. Well, before his layup can get counted, it's a foul on number 14, Corbin Henry, 5'11 senior. And the timeout, a full timeout, 5:14 left in the first half. It's Unitigo 22, Bainbridge Guilford 10. Live Tri-Town High School basketball continues on WCDL.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Final game before Christmas tonight. Bayesburg Guilford coming to Unitigo. Got off to a good start. It has not been all that good since the four-minute mark. And a drive to the hoop, up and no good by Lucas Butcher. And it's been that kind of night. They get a lot of drives to the basket. Not many are going in. But there is a foul underneath on a Spartan. Non-shooting, or is it one and one? That's definitely not shooting. That'd be their fourth or fifth. And or maybe it's possession arrow. I don't know. They did not list the foul. BG's ball. I guess they're just making sure of the possession. Wide open. Carlin fakes the three. Goes in and shoots the shorter two. And he shoots it too hard. Butcher with the rebound and wrestled down by Komenda, who helps him up. It'll be one on Komenda. Did a nice thing, though. He asked Butcher if he was all right. Helped him up. Now they're talking with each other. Bowerly does not get the inbounds pass. They forced it into Butcher by mistake. Somehow get it back. That is a break for BG. Bowerly in the paint. He'll get it to go. The shortest guy on the floor. Up and over the rim. 22-12. Long pass up ahead to Henry. Corbin Henry, inside shot misses. They keep it alive. Unitigo. Komenda fall away is no good. And Hanby got the rebound, but his foot was on that big, thick green line that they have inserted as the end line. I think that's a new feature, because that's a regulation now. It used to be just the short black line. That's a steal on the inbounds pass by Carlin. Carlin goes up, scores it, and that's going to count. Mike Carlin with a steal and goes up against Shane Bucci, who commits the foul. So BG getting the deficit inside of double digits. So there actually looks like there was a foul. They didn't count that last one, or didn't show it on the scoreboard. Carlin, though, gets his first points of the game. A three-point play the old-fashioned way. 22-15, three-pointer cranked and made by Kellen Komenda. Not one that a coach really wants when they're down, or when they allowed seven straight points by the opposition, but it worked, and that's his second three-pointer. Got 7 points altogether. Three-pointer left side for Carlin. He matches it. He had a three-point play the old-fashioned way, and this one's the new way, the six-point swing for Mike Carlin. 25-18, back to a seven-point lead. Beadle driving to the basket, lost the ball, but it's going to get a break from the official, gets the call in his favor. It's going to go on Butcher. And apparently it's on the shot, or actually, no, it's 1-1. It's seventh foul, so I didn't think it was on the shot. So Beadle has not scored. He gets his first time at the line tonight, and it's short. And possession arrow right away as Webb and Henry are tied up with the basketball. And then go to Unitigo. 25-18. Spartans lead by 7. 3:33 to go in the first half. Henry hands it off to Komenda. Let's it fly for three from the left corner. No good. Rebound, Henry. How did he get there so fast after handing the ball to Komenda? Well, Corbin Henry gets his first basket on an offensive rebound. 27-18. 3:13 left. Top of the key, Carlin. Gives it off to Hanvey. Hanvey, nice hanging jumper, but it's no good. This time, Henry on the defensive board. And we go under 3 minutes. 27-18. Komenda, swing pass over to Beadle. Down low for Bucci. Ooh, the fake left. The turnaround right. Missed it. Then Allstein kicks it back. Left-handed shot by Beadle for three. And it's good. Braden Beadle shows he's got some distance. And just like that, it went from a 7-point lead to a 12-point lead. 30-18.
Butcher. Dribble through, circle back around, still bouncing the ball. Bowerly stops, gets the shot blocked by Bucci, and possession arrow ensues, and that's going to be a BG ball. Kamenda comes down, or sits down, rather, replaced by Tanner Winchester, who's got a game-high 10 points. The inbound Butcher to Carlin, right back outside to Bowerly. Guess he didn't want to take the wide-open three. Start the offense again. 2:10 to play first half. Butcher tries the 16-footer, missed it. Beadle rebounded, a little sloppy. Almost lost it out of bounds by himself. Recovered in time, Spartans ball. BG playing man-to-man defense. They gambled for the steal, didn't get it. Henry drives the ball after Hanvey tried to steal it. His timing off just a little bit. And that foul will be on Cole Webb, his first. Team's eighth. It's a shooting foul, though, so Henry comes to the line, makes the first of two. Webb sits down, replaced by Ryan Jones, one of the starters for Bainbridge Guilford. Short on the shot. Rebound Carlin for BG. Now the student section for Unitigo has been enhanced by the return of college students, recent graduates. Driving in, Butcher tripped a little bit and got tripped a little bit. Block on the shot by Bucci. His outlet pass eludes number 2-2, Braden Beadle. That'll get BG the ball back, 31-18. Inbound it comes to Bowerly. Bowerly bounce pass to Ryan Jones, top of the key. Safety pass right back to Butcher. Now it goes to the right wing. And back up to the top. This time it's Carlin. Hanvey, again the hanging jumper. This one's good from the elbow right side. Hanvey with 8 points. He's their leading scorer. Wide open, right side Henry. Off the back of the rim. Then off the front of the rim. Got an extra bounce. That helps Ryan Jones secure the rebound. Jones hands it off to senior Lucas Butcher. Down to a minute to play in the first half. Flurry by BG gets him right back in this. Bowerly right back to Jones. Jones won't shoot it out that far. Butcher is picked up by Winchester to the left wing for Hanvey. He's guarded by Beadle. Down low for Bowerly. Bowerly still dribbling, keeping it on the perimeter. 7 on the shot clock. Butcher, he's going to drive in and go around a screen. Glass good. Bowerly with the screen to make that happen. Butcher with the basket, but the screen set by Adam Bowerly, and a good one. 31 seconds to go. A timeout on the floor. And we're so close. We're so close. 31 seconds away. We won't take a break. Do want to congratulate Jordan Beers from Franklin for becoming one of the few 2,000-point scorers. There have been overall in the history of the state for girls, there's been about 110 of them, but locally, I'm looking at the local list that I have announced games, or WCDO has announced games. It would have been Chris Capello probably doing games with all of these players. Eighth place overall is Harpersville graduate Hannah Kimmel. 2,692. Did her games, obviously. Megan Schaefer, Kander, back in the early 2000s. Oh, yeah, they played Harpersville a few times. 2,205. Stephanie Collins from Odessa Montour. Oh, yeah, did her games. She's now the starting point guard on the French national team. She joined Courtney Mattingly at St. Bonaventure. Erica Noloff from Wyndham. Actually did her softball games. Rena Goble from Davenport, yep. Shannon Weir from Milford, yep. Evie Van Houten, Spencer Van Etten. Who will ever forget that game against Bainbridge Guilford in the arena where Danielle Baldwin scored 42 points, and on it goes. So I just want to give Jordan Beers, did her game last year in the state quarterfinals. And Harry Graves, I think, did the Section 4 finals with her. 13 seconds to go, meanwhile. Good defense by Bainbridge Guilford. BG is trying not to let that last shot go in. Oops.
Well, Kellen Kamen had other ideas. He makes his second straight three-pointer. Lucas Butcher lets it fly from three-quarter court, and everything BG did well down the last 2 minutes to get it inside of 10 points. Well, three-pointer was the final statement of the half by Kellen Kamenda. Gave him 10 points, three three-pointers, and a 34-22 Unitigo lead. We'll talk more about that 2,000-point scoring and some of the other action both yesterday and what's going on this weekend as Unitigo takes that 34-22 lead over Bainbridge Guilford. It's part of live Tri-Town High School basketball, and we'll come up with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Unitigo, site of our final game before the Christmas holiday begins. We will not be Monday at Harpersville. The hope was that the redone start time or the postponed game from last Tuesday, they're moving to Monday. They were trying to accommodate us for airing the game at 6 o'clock or being on the air at 6. That's not going to happen due to a series of circumstances. So the next game is tentative, and it would be Saturday, and it would be at Bainbridge Guilford, site of the annual Kozalski girls basketball tournament. It would be BG. If they make the finals, they would need to win Friday night the 27th. Against Whitney Point. If they beat Whitney Point, they would play the winner of Marathon and Windsor. We'd cover that game in the finals. And again, it's always tentative, but the Kozalski finals, we don't want to do it unless we have a local team in there, and the only local team would be Bainbridge Guilford. All right, time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering you energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And the heat for Unitico came from about the four-minute mark of the first quarter through the first two or three minutes of the second quarter, and then a little flurry at the end for good measure. They put together a nice pair of 17-point quarters, 17 in the first quarter, 17 in the second quarter, and they got there in different ways, trust me. But Coach Locke, the new coach for the varsity, he's been JV coach for a few years. He's really getting everybody, a lot of guys playing time, and they are responding as they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys already scoring in the first half, led by both Kellen Comenda with 3 three-pointers and 10 points overall. And 10 points for Tanner Winchester. Those two guys really are 1 and 1A as far as the offense goes. Anybody else will be a bonus, and they've got a lot of bonuses here. Corbin Henry with a basket and a free throw for 3. Braden Beadle, the freshman, with a 3-pointer. Eric Hartshorn with a rebound basket for 2. Shane Bucci with a couple of quick baskets inside for 2 from the first quarter. And Jared Jones with a basket for 2 points. Overall, 9 two-pointers scored, 4 three-pointers, 3 of those from Double K, Kellen Comenda, 4 for 8 from the line, 34 points for Unitigo, who was trailing at 1 point, 6-4. Our last tie was at 6. Bainbridge Guilford got ice cold between the middle of the first quarter and the middle of the second quarter. They gave up, I believe, 12 straight points before answering with something in the second quarter. They have Kyle Hanvey with 8 points leading the way, and Mike Carlin with all 6 of his points in the second quarter. In a matter of about 30 seconds, he had a basket and free throw, and he had a 3-point play. He's got the only 3-pointer for BG with 6 points. So Hanvey and Carlin combining for 14 of the 22 points. Lucas Butcher has a pair of baskets. Adam Bowerly has a basket, and Dylan Moffitt a basket, and 0 for 2 from the line. They're just 1 for 3 from the foul line. Unitigo is 4 for 8. Of course, we were here last night for BG and Unitigo, and BG did the same thing Unitigo after Unitigo had a 7-6 lead. BG put together a string of points unanswered, stringing the first and second quarters together. Took a 25-13 first half lead en route to a 47-26 win. And it was good balance for Bainbridge Guilford. They had Abby Smith with 13 points, Megan Ferreira with 7, Taylor Palmateer with 10, and Morgan Bullis with 6. Unitigo had the game's high score, and that was Cassidy Newman with 14. And also Unadilla Valley continuing to really want to be the repeat champions of the MAC. Well, they did another step toward that last night, 59-14 over Walton. Remember, Unadilla Valley lost to 2 outstanding players who are now actually playing and starting. At least one of them is starting, Jordan Anderson, number 23. I'll never forget her for 3 years. I think she played 4 years varsity, but I covered 3 years. And she is starting at Morrisville. And Amanda Off, the tall girl, number 13, she is now on the Alfred State team, which is where her UV coach, Brandy Backus, now Brandy Wickbeck, who got married this summer, that's where she played and excelled. So it all stays in the family, I guess. UV, though, without those girls, are now going to players like Emily Converse, who had 8 points, Taylor Davis, who had 18, Connie Izzard with 12, and Brianna Christian, who had 7. So that's just an example. 59-14, they were 11 for 13 from the foul line. And I mentioned Franklin over Milford, 56-44, with Jordan Beers, outstanding player, an outstanding student, 39 points for her, 7 for 11 from the foul line, and 2 three-pointers. And she is just a class amongst herself and will obviously be leading Franklin in the Class D playoffs later on in February and into March. They won the section last year, and then the game we did on WCDO, they lost to Oriskany, I believe it was. Yes, it was Oriskany. And
That was a frustrating loss, but a heck of a good game, and Jordan did her part, obviously, in that game. The word is that she will not play college sports. She's outstanding in three sports, especially basketball and soccer, has chosen not to play. Interesting, but, you know, when you're a student that good, too, academics does take priority. All right, a minute to go. We'll take a last break. We come back. BG, Unitigo, ready to go for the second half. Live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Vibrant Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitigo will take possession of the ball to start the second half, and against the man-to-man defense, the first shot is put up by freshman Braden Beadle, and he is off with his three-point shot from the right wing. Bainbridge Guilford playing a man-to-man to start the second half. As is Unitigo driving in, Mike Carlin challenged Corbin Henry. Henry will get the benefit of that call. Not sure if that's the way it should have gone, but that's the way it did go. And Carlin will be called for his third foul in an offensive. I thought it was a pretty nice move. The movement questionable, but that's always the toughest call. And the basket by Carlin waved off. And here comes a play with no call on it, and that's Tanner Winchester bowled over two different players, and there was no call in that particular flurry of offense. Bobcats struggling to get somebody to go to on a consistent basis. Lucas Butcher runs along the baseline and puts one up and is fouled in the act of shooting. That foul will go on Shane Bucci, his second. First player for Unitigo, to my knowledge, with more than one foul. Corbin Henry may have two. First shot up by Butcher and good. This is his first time at the line. BG just one of three free throw shooting. They are not a particularly good free throw shooting team. But everybody is capable of being a good free throw shooting team. And Butcher makes two. Long pass just beats the press. Beadle splits through the double team. No good on the layup, though. Too hard. All that energy to get by two players and put it up a little bit too hard on the layup tries. The BG down by 10. Going to try to shorten that a little bit. Carlin scooped to the hoop. Nobody, the basket's no, does not score the basket. Sorry, I got tongue-tied as I'm watching the play develop. Carlin got the shot blocked. It came right back down in his hands, and he had nowhere to throw it. But they'll get to inbound it. This will not be a backcourt. They threw it all the way back behind half court, but that's a legal play. Butcher to the right side for Dylan Moffitt. Moffitt sat down much of the second quarter because of foul trouble. Coming in, Hanvey, that little jumper that he likes to shoot, missed it. Double team, almost a steal. Oh, again almost a steal by Moffitt. Up the floor and from behind, Moffitt pops it loose. Taking a gamble on getting a third foul. Carlin already has three. BG playing some inspired defense. They just got to get some offense to go with it. Carlin back out to Ryan Jones. Jones, Moffitt, Hanvey. Hanvey drives in left side. Passes it down to Moffitt. Too short on the little turnaround shot. Missed it. Good outlet pass to Winchester for Unitigo. Winchester crosses over right to the center. And then Komenda dumps the pass inside. Had the defense paying attention to him. And dumps the pass off at the last moment to Corbin Henry, who draws the foul. And that's going to be the third foul on Dylan Moffitt. He and Carlin both with three. And Henry misses short on the first shot. He was one for two in the first half, scoring 3 points at all. Next shot is good. All right, 4 points for Henry, 35-24. PG's been within seven a couple of times. Hanvey swings it left wing to Butcher at the top of the key. Back outside Jones. Thought about a three, doesn't take it. Carlin. Quick ball movement by BG. Trying to keep up with it myself. Hanvey. Off the double team, Carlin goes to Hanvey. Back outside Butcher for a three. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebound Hanvey. Hanvey is tripped and no call. And the ball is loose. It'll be Unitigo in transition. Scoop to the hoop for Kellen Komenda, and he's got 12 points. And Coach Greg Warren is going to take a timeout with 5:03 to go. Let's talk a little bit more about that 2000. Actually, no, let's talk about the games that are going on this weekend in all different sports. You heard Sidney defeated Walton tonight in varsity play 72-50. Other games, Unadilla Valley boys at Deposit, Afton boys at Hancock. High school girls basketball tonight. Sidney also at Walton. They're playing right now. Delhi at Oxford, UV at Deposit, playing that double, that quadruple header stuff. Same thing with Afton at Hancock. Afton BG bowls this afternoon at Galaxy Bowl. That's the home site for both Afton BG and also for Sidney this year. There's a high school indoor track age group meet, 9th and 10th graders at Cortland for Oneana and Walton, and I believe Sidney. High school wrestling tournaments tomorrow. Sidney will be at the Battle of the Valley at Cobleskill. BGAH will be at Burnt Hills. The Canine Doan tournament, always the weekend before Christmas, will feature Delhi, UV, Walton, and a lot of other schools. And Oneana is in the Cahoes Dual tournament. Cooperstown in the Camden tournament. So that's a recap of what's going on this weekend, tonight and tomorrow, before the holiday season shuts it down for a little bit. 37-24, just under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Steal off the double team by Henry. The give up ahead to Winchester, and Tanner Winchester now with 12 points. His first basket of the second half. The lead opened up to 15. Hanvey is guarded by Beadle. Hanvey outside to Ryan Jones. Jones giving a lot of room there. Inside, Dylan Moffitt. Scooped to the hoop, missed it, but he's his teammate's there to get it. Hanvey, he misses the shot. Carlin kicks the pass out to Butcher. Butcher drives in and can't get it to go. It's off the back of the rim. Tough shooting night for Bainbridge Guilford. They are just not hitting their shots. They're getting pretty good looks from this angle anyway. Foul on number 14, Luke Butcher, sometime after that last play. Or on the tail end of the play, I should say. Moffitt just missed a steal. Komenda goes up too hard off the backboard. Rebound Ryan Jones. Jones got the ball knocked away by Komenda. Too aggressive on that play, and Komenda will be given that foul. That's his second. Team's second. 4:10 to play, third quarter. Oh, Butcher double clutched and his foot slipped, or his foot just dragged a bit. That was his pivot foot. That's a travel. That's the one everyone hates to see on the guilty party side anyway. Coach, players, and the player himself. Unitigo likes it. Beadle forces it inside, but it forced good enough to draw the foul. Ryan Jones for Bainbridge Guilford picks up foul number two. So the southpaw, Braden Beadle, up and good with the first shot. He was 0-for-1 on a 1-and-1 first half. 4 points. Second shot good, 5 points. Under 4 minutes, and it's 41-24. Largest lead right now for Unitigo at 17. And another sliding of the foot for Butcher. Two mental mistakes. Turning the ball right over. And before Unitigo can inbound, Coach Warren wants a timeout. He's going to talk about it and try to settle his point guard down a little bit. Let's take a quick break. 3:50 left, 41-24. Unitigo up by 17. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Greg Davey back at Unitigo for tonight's BG Unitigo boys matchup that will be, let me check to make sure. BG next plays Hancock on January 7th. Unitigo next plays Owego on Friday, January 3rd. Three-pointer put up by Kellen Comenda that misses. So, yes, this is their final game. They do not play over the holiday. Unitigo missing a three-pointer, but getting the ball back underneath. Oh, and a pass. A pass that was supposed to go back to the point guard winds up in the backcourt, and the point guard moved to somewhere else on the court. Oops. 3:32 left. Moffitt had the ball stripped by Comenda. Winchester knocking over Carlin, or maybe Carlin, or maybe Butcher was putting on an act. I don't know. But BG gets the ball back on the strip. Coming from behind, Comenda almost stripping the ball back from Butcher. You take it from me, I'm going to take it from you. Hanvey to Jones. Jones passes to the right side for Luke Butcher. To the right wing now, Carlin looking low for Jones. He goes up with a strong move. It's good, and he's fouled. Ryan Jones' best move of the night. Little slide step going down the right lane. That's his first basket. Stops the clock with 2:58 to go. That's two now on Corbin Henry. That answers my question on how many Henry has. Jones cannot convert the three-point play, but he got two out of it anyway. 41-26. They may want to go to him now a little bit extra, as BG's toughest shots have been inside the paint. Little kick out to the baseline shot that gets some help for number 42, Shane Bucci, for his first basket since early in the ballgame. He's got six. 2:35 to play in the third quarter. 43-26. Spartans comfortably up on top by 17. Driving in is Carlin. Concentrates the height of his jump off the backboard and gets it to go. Carlin's first points in a while. He's got eight. 43-28. Spartans spread it out a little bit. Nice change of direction, but too hard on the layup by Winchester. He gave every indication he was going from the left wing to the middle of the floor, and he did a nice crossover dribble, had everybody faked out. Driving in, Carlin, bank shot no good. There's a lot of contact. And traveling, or I'm not sure if it's traveling or alternate possession. They'll call alternate possession. Interesting substitution pattern now for Bainbridge Guilford. They're going to bring in five at one time. Adam Bowerly, Cole Webb, Bailey Green. 24 is Phil Ives. And number 10 is Brian Tequin. Tequin's got it on the right baseline. Right back outside to Bowerly. Bowerly will play the point, I think, in this setup. There were subs for Unitigo, too. I'll get to that when they're on the offense. Tequin, open, goes inside, scoops to the hoop, got it blocked. Boy, this version of BG is very, very quick. They're not tall at all, but they're very quick. Baseline move, Comenda, reverse layup, good, and it's going to count. Oh, the move of the night for Kellen Comenda, and he's had some good ones. Foul's going to go on Adam Bowerly of BG, his first. That's the team's fifth of this half. But Komenda charging up this home crowd with a nice baseline move. 15 points. Or do they say no? Nope, they wave it off. Well, counts as a miss. We write the letter V for violation. 1:25 to play in the third period, 45-28. Tequen around the screen from Webb, lays it up and in. Nice job. Senior Brian Tequen, we have no heights on these kids, but I'm going to tell you, he's probably about 5'6". Driving in, a scoop to the hoop for Winchester, and he beats the defender. So Winchester and Komenda tied for the lead with 14, 47-30. Traveling violation on Bainbridge Guilford, we won't say who, it doesn't matter. Turned over to the Spartans, and BG will continue to play man-to-man defense. It is Winchester, Komenda, Jared Jones, who passes back to Komenda for a three-pointer, and it's good. Komenda's feeling it now. 17 points, game high there. Also, Shane Bucci, and I think I got everybody named. Nope, Jonathan Forte. And I'm going to take a guess and say that I did his father's games when he was in high school. That's the scary part. All right, bounce pass. Comes in for BG. Tequen going again hard to the hole. Baseline. Well, he ran out of room. He hit the side of the backboard. But he got enough contact against him defensively to warrant two free throws. So Winchester becomes the latest member of the two-foul club at Unitigo. There's four members there. Komenda, Henry, Winchester, and Bucci. Tequen at the line. Shooting two. First shot up, and good. I'm sorry, Bailey Green. My bad, totally. There's 10 and 11. One is Tequen and one is Green. Tequen already has a basket. And a nice couple of free throws for Bailey Green, so he's got 2 points, 50-32. 17 seconds left in this third quarter. Driving in, Komenda gives it off at the last second to Winchester. Missed the shot. Tanner might not have known it was coming his way because Komenda seemed bound and determined to take it himself. 9 seconds to go. Down to 5 seconds. Tequen all the way around to the right side. Back out to Green. He's going to throw it up for three. It's a buzzer. No good. Just short. 50-32 is the score as the 17 first and second quarters for Unitigo, now just 16, but still lead. And if you didn't wave that free throw off by Komenda, it would have been 17-17-17. Nonetheless, it's 50-32 Unitigo heading into the final quarter. Stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, they went right back to it for the fourth quarter, and Unitigo worked the ball around with some subs in the game, and the final player of that sequence of passes was Jonathan Forte, and he nails a three-pointer on the right side, on the left side, to make it a 53-32 start to the fourth quarter. And on the other end, there's a foul on Kellen Komenda. Why do I want to call him Kyle? He's a senior. He's a three-year varsity player. I should know. Maybe because his sister's Kayla, who played last night. Well, the shot by Lucas Butcher at the line, no good. He made a 1-1 in the third quarter. We'll set the lineups here when he gets a chance. 1 of 2, 7 points for Butcher. So it's Jonathan Forte, Jared Jones, Kellen Comenda, Eric Hartshorn, and Joel Van Alstein for Utatigo. Stop and pop, Comenda at the foul line. It's short. Rebound, Carlin. So it's Mike Carlin, Lucas Butcher, Kyle Hanvey, Ryan Jones, and Dylan Moffitt, the game starters for Bainbridge Guilford. Butcher, 16-footer, short. Hanvey inside, and he can't get it to go. He had a wide-open inside putback and missed it. Forte ran out of room inside. Too fast for his own good that time. Well, I talked about Sidney Hancock game being over by 8:30 the other night. This one looks like it's going to be similar. A fall-away jump shot by Moffitt. Missed it. He's had a really rough shooting night. Made his first one of his first shots and nothing since then. Comenda, no-look pass to Jared Jones from the left corner, I guess, because it's a three-pointer. Jared Jones makes the sixth three-pointer for the Unitigo Spartans in this game. And there's a bump. Both 34s going at it, so the foul's got to be on 34. And in this case, it's Mike Carlin. Both teams with five team fouls, so it's not like anybody's going bonkers here. Pass, no look pass right to Hartshorn. And he does not shoot it. He continues. Oh, Jones goes right into Hartshorn. Nice play by Jared Jones. He gave up his shot for Eric Hartshorn, who had given up his shot earlier for no real reason, just to be unselfish, which isn't a bad idea when you're leading by 25 points. Wow, the lead really has grown. So BG still looking for that first win. Butcher for three, and it's good. Nice shot by Luke Butcher. He's got double figures with 10. That's the second three-pointer for Bainbridge Guilford. 58-36 with 5.5 to go. Well, pretty soon. Oh, nice coming around the screen. Van Alstein might have gotten away with the travel. He's going to wind up getting two at the line, though. He gets bumped by Butcher. Commits his third foul. Van Alstein, one of the players who has not scored yet for Unitigo. He'll be at the line. 5:23, clock stops. Fourth quarter. Sydney already a winner tonight over Walton, 72-50, winning their second MAC game in a row by a large margin and in the 70s for scoring, according to my source. The top three scorers for Sydney did it again. Kozak, Mino, and inside Wyatt McKee. Well, shot misses. Van Alstein makes the first one, misses the second one. And a pass inside. Kyle Hamby now backing in on Van Alstein. He throws the pass out to the top of the key, stolen by Forte. It was intended for Butcher. Butcher returns the favor and steals it himself. Nice run to the hoop. Oh, good hustle by Luke Butcher. Got to applaud Bainbridge Guilford starters being in this game, not giving up. 59-38, they trail by 21. Hartshorn way back outside for Comenda. He's been in there a long time. Comenda's going to miss the three. Rebound number 23. That's Dakota Johnson, a junior for BG, in for the first time. Joining Jones, Butcher, Hanvey, and Moffitt. Butcher from the right side is short. Hanvey could not quite get to it fast enough. Jared Jones beat him to the ball. Picked up by Ryan Jones. Oh, Jones let him go. And Jones let him go, and Jones scored. Clarification, Jared Jones scored off of Ryan Jones, who had, for some reason, just stopped. Maybe it wasn't his assignment. So one Jones to another. Layup try by Hanvey inside. The lefty doesn't go. Under 4 minutes left.
61-38, Unitigo. Going to go for his third straight win. Commenda. Going to shoot a 1-1. Foul's going to be on Dylan Moppet. That should be his fourth. And a substitution for a timeout, I should say, a 30-second timeout for BG. 3:47 to go, 61-38 in favor of Unitigo. Live, Tri-Town High School basketball will continue on WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sidney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sidney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back to Unitigo, 3:47 to go. Spartans have Van Alstyne, Forte, Hartshorn, Jones, and Commendas at the line. Game high score of 17. Make that 18 with that free throw. Second shot is also good. He's got 19. BG has Bowerly, Dakota Johnson, Luke Butcher, Carlin, and Moppet in there for Coach Greg Warren. Moppet on the right wing. The jump stop, 10-footer, good. Well, his best shot of the night. Triple team trying to get some handle on the basketball away from Kellen Commenda. Commenda continues to be there. Commenda kind of forced it in inside. That'll be on Moffitt, and that will be his final defensive play. That will be his fifth foul. So Dylan Moffitt held the 4 points tonight, 0 for 2 from the line. And he'll be replaced by, it looks like, Bailey Green, I think. And kind of a lull in the action here. Well, the student section's still rowdy over there for Unitigo. 3:15 left in the ballgame. Commenda back at the line. Now it's crossed the 20-point mark. Well, as high, he had two games of 19 before. He's now got his best game of the season, 21. I don't think that's his career high. 65-40. He'll be coming out shortly. Looks like a sub coming in for him. Moppet. Well, I had the wrong guy. I had Moffitt down for five fouls. It was Carlin down for five fouls. My apologies. Mike Carlin finishes with 8 points, two-pointers, a three-pointer, and one for one from the line. This foul was on Eric Hartshorn, his second. Moffitt too hard on the first shot. Yep, Commenda will come out, 21 points, game high tonight. We'll have the awards for MBT Bank Outstanding Offense, Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense, and Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. So Moffitt makes the second one, 65-41. Braden Beadle back in there, number 22, along with Van Alstyne and Forte, and Hartshorn and Jones. Triple team. Hartshorn might have gotten away with a double dribble there. He's got it inside and can't get it to score. Moffitt might have blocked the shot, and now he makes the recovery. And when I say blocked it, I mean ever so slightly that changed the direction of the basketball just enough to keep Hartshorn from scoring that basket. Moffitt to Johnson, top of the key for Bowerly. Bowerly at the elbow, back bounce pass to Moffitt. Moffitt drives in. Oh, got it blocked by Jared Jones. Green misses the follow-up. Dakota Johnson misses the next follow-up. And Unitigo will put it in play again with 2 minutes to play. Forte gets away from Moffitt. Pass over there to Hartshorn. Misses off the right rim, right part of the rim. Final moments for these guys. Butcher, oh, this one's spinning out. He made a nice move, sort of a righty layup. He's fouled by Jones. Yet another Spartan with two fouls. Butcher with 12, going to try to make it 13 or 14. First shot up and good. Moffitt will come down to the bench, finishing with 5 points today. Two baskets, 1 for 4 from the line. Replaced by Brian Tequin, the senior, who's got 2 points. Butcher's next shot is good. So he'll come out, finishing with 14 points. Went 5 for 6 from the foul line. He'll lead the scoring for BG. Pass up ahead to Hartshorn. Now to Van Alstyne. Got a drive through a double team. Well, he almost got there. Free throw. Two free throws coming for him. BG fouling Phil Ives, number 24. So Van Alstyne, 1 for 2 already at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. Bowerly comes out. Cole Webb goes in. Bowerly, if that's his last time out, finishes with 2. Van Alstyne's shot is off the back of the rim. Anybody's ball, it's going to be Cole Webb getting it first and strongest. A minute and a half to play. 66-43. The lead continues to grow for Unitigo. Phil Ives passes to Dakota Johnson. Back outside for Bailey Green. Misses from the three-point line. Straight on shot. Whoa! Talk about getting away with the travel there. Shane Bucci did just that. Hartshorn with a spin move. A little light on the shot. Rebound by Webb. A minute to play. A minute to play in this ball game. Long pass ahead looking for Johnson. Overthrown. Long pass up ahead. It's going to be a spin move layup for Braden Beadle. He's got 7 points. 41 seconds to go. Yeah, we'll be done by 8:30. A steal in the backcourt by Van Alstyne. Will he finish? Block shot. Or no, they'll call the foul on Brian Tequin. And Alstyne will get 2 more at the line. Now Joel Van Alstyne, 6 free throws in this fourth quarter. Makes the first. Second shot is off the back of the rim like the last sequence was. Rebound, though. A pass from Bucci to Hartshorn, and he's fouled. Now 26 seconds to go. This one's not done yet. Another foul on Phil Ives. Now, one thing it does do is allows me to get some of these scoring totals done. Meanwhile, Hartshorn
makes the first of two. He's got 5 points. Second shot, no good. Rebound, though, up and in by Shane Bucci. Now it's 72-43. Well, it was still a game early in the third quarter, but no, a rip away from Van Alstyne. They're not going to catch him. No, wait. Cole Webb did catch him and blocks the shot out of bounds. Well, those Bobcats aren't giving up. 5 seconds to go. Van Alstyne almost got his fourth trip to the line, but Cole Webb with the block. 3 seconds to go, and that will pretty much do it. 72-43. So last night, the Bobcats sweep the girls' game. Tonight, it's the Spartans taking the home doubleheader, JV and varsity, both by pretty comfortable margins. 72-43 is our final score. So we'll hear from our great award sponsors and be back to wrap this one up and say Merry Christmas to you. I forgot my Santa hat in the car, gosh darn it, but that's okay. Unitiga wins this one to stay undefeated in the MAC. And even their season record at 3-3. Bobcats still looking for their first win. They now drop to 0-7. Stick around. We got our totals coming up and our awards. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the MANG Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, things total up pretty well here when you get to work on it step by step, inch by inch, with all the subs coming in the ballgame. I was able to get a lot of that done and still just finished in time to read the close for you. And our postgame show on WCDO brought to you by NBT Bank, our outstanding offensive award sponsor. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served our community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. Bet they didn't read that one 150 years ago. Mang Insurance, our dynamic defense award sponsor. They're serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community. They've got over 100 years in the books, and they're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO at Mang Insurance. We insure your life. And by ACCO Brands, the all-purpose award sponsor. ACCO Brands is a proud sponsor of local youth in the Tri-County area. And ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. They remind you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. And not just basketball, but every sport that is available. And as now a parent of two graduates, that one played a lot of sports and one played just one sport, but was a dancer, you cherish every moment, and suddenly it's gone, and you just look at, you look back, and where did the time go? And I spoke to somebody then and said, I'm already in the second generation of games, or of game coverage. I mean, not quite a third, but, I mean, that's amazing. That's just amazing. So, life goes on, and you still love to see the generational thing going on here. So, Unitigo, well, they struggled out of the gate as Bainbridge Guilford got out to a short lead, and that finished at 6-4. Unitigo called a timeout, changed things around, and lo and behold, they put the hammer down and never looked back. It never got back to within seven after it was a 17-8 first quarter lead for Unitigo. BG never got back less than seven. And a nice way to spread it out, too. Everybody played. Everybody got a lot of minutes. There was a lot of good defense on Unitigo's side, for sure. BG, not sure how to describe it. They do the things they got to do. The only difference is it's just they struggle to shoot the basketball, and they do make some mental mistakes on the offensive end. But, I still think they're going to get some wins before this season is over, and I'm sure it'll be a boost for the confidence of the BG Bobcats. Tough one to swallow tonight because it looked like they had things pretty well in check midway through the first quarter, and it just wasn't to be. But they were led tonight by Lucas Butcher, number 14, had 14 points, including 10 in the second half. Like many of the Bobcats, just did not give up in the game, and that's also good to see. Three baskets from inside the arc, one outside, 5 for 6 from the line, 14 points. After that, Mike Carlin, who fouled out, he had 2 two-pointers, a 3-pointer, 1 for 1 from the line, and 8 points. 2 points for Ryan Jones, missed a free throw. Kyle Hanby with 4 baskets in the first half for 8. 2 for Brian Tequin, 2 points for Adam Bowerly, 5 points for Dylan Moffitt. Moffitt 1 for 4 from the line. He also was in foul trouble, eventually fouled out. He finishes with those 5. And I think I got everybody accounted for. And yes, I do. So 14 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, 9 for 14 from the line. A better showing free throws for BG. And 43 total points for Unitigo. They were led by Kellen Komenda with 21. He was the only one to score in all 4 quarters. On that side, Butcher doing the same for Bainbridge Guilford. 4 three-pointers for Komenda. He's one of the area leaders in that department. 5 for 7 from the line. 5 for 7 from the line. Yep, 21 points total. Joel Van Alstein, 3 for 6, all in the free throw line in the fourth quarter. He finishes with 3. Corbin Henry got the start tonight. He finishes with 4. He had 2 for 4 from the line and a bucket. Tanner Winchester, 14 points. Didn't see anything of him in the fourth quarter, but in the first quarter he had those 8 points, 6 of those coming after that timeout. Braden Beadle, freshman, he's definitely one to watch. He finishes with 7 tonight. He's averaging around 6-7 points a ballgame, and I think there are good things to come from him. He finishes 2 for 3 from the line, and he had 1 of the 7 three-pointers for the Spartans. Jonathan Forte, looks like he was gimping on that ankle late in the game or after the game was done, and he finishes with a 3-pointer. Eric Hartshorn had 2 baskets, 1 for 3 from the line, 5 points. Starter Shane Bucci had 8 points. He had 4 baskets to speak of there. Jared Jones, a couple of nice blocks on the defense. He had 2 baskets from inside the arc, 1 from outside for 5. Like I said, 7 three-pointers tonight, 18 two-pointers, respectable 60%, 15 for 25 from the foul line for those 72 points, and yes, they do add up. All right, let's go right to the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and that's going to go to Tanner Winchester. Those points in the first quarter put Unitigo on top to stay, and he is their biggest offensive threat, his lowest scoring output of the season, but it didn't matter. He got the points that counted, and as Unitigo played a lot of people, he didn't get a ton of minutes tonight, but 14, very representative of a good game for Winchester, and he had a couple of assists in there as well. The defense award is going to go, that's the Dynamic Defense Award, of course, sponsored by Mang Insurance, and that is going to go to, we're going to go with Corbin Henry on that. Corbin Henry will win our Dynamic Defense Award. Again, I say this almost every game, wish I had stats to go with some of the stuff I'm talking about, defensively especially, with rebounds, blocks, and everything. It's just one of those things, you go with a feeling, and Corbin Henry gets that Dynamic Defense Award tonight, sponsored by Mang. And the All-Purpose Award, no question about it tonight, excelling on offense, excelling on defense, and doing a few dipsy doodles in there as well, a little bit of showtime. for Kellen Komenda. He didn't do it to be a hot dog. I'm just saying he had some moves that going up and under the basket at one point, going along the baseline a few times, even dumping off a last-second pass when they thought he was going to shoot it for an assist. He did it all defensively, rebounding, steals, the whole nine. So 21 points for Komenda. He will win our all-purpose award sponsored by Echo Brands of Sydney. So congratulations for the Unitigo sweep tonight. It was a BG sweep last night. All right, so that'll do it for our 2013 portion of the season, with the possible exception of next Saturday, the 28th, if Bainbridge Guilford girls make it to the finals of their Kozelski tournament. Definitely will be on hand to do that ball game. Their first round game is against Old Suss opponent Whitney Point. They win that game, they'll play in the finals the next night, roughly 8 o'clock. Again, we were hoping to do the BG girls, the Harpersville game on Tuesday or on Monday, but circumstances preventing that, and so that will not happen. We do wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. My thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station and Matt Halfley and Brian Trask here at Unitigo. I didn't even have to be down on the floor to plug things in. Everything was up here for me and ready to go. That's the first, and I appreciate that very, very much. Don't forget, eventually this game is going to be available on WCDOsports.com, Sports On Demand, and it's one of those things that you cherish. I was talking about cherishing the memories of your kids in sports or your grandkids or your friends or niece, you know, nephew, whatever, brothers, sisters. This allows you to do that in such an easier way. I used to have somebody tape it back at the station on cassette, and then I would get all these blanks and have to dub them over and all that stuff. And, you know, people still have those cassettes. I still hear about that. I have four cases of 120-minute cassette tapes, if anybody's interested. Still trying to unload those. But every so often, I keep thinking I'm going to put everything on one and then get it over into digital format, and it just hasn't happened. But, you know, you still cherish the memories. I've heard people say when they're getting married, they'll sit around and listen to a game from when they were, you know, when they were 16 and 17 years old. These guys are 30, 35 years old getting married and remember the good times, and that's what it's all about. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year again. Thanks to everybody here at Unitigo and Joe back at the station. I'm Greg Davey. Never know how to say goodbye except just to say it. So the final score once again, Unitigo 72 and Bainbridge Guilford 43. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a Merry Christmas.